Hello, folks. It's your boy, B. Meads.
Chef Rockport.
Glasses.
The one and only Kaffron.
And we are the Coffee Squad.
Coffee Squad.
That's right. We're here to bring...
I can't sing with it.
You can, but you're going to make him laugh.
Yeah, bro. Give it. Just give it. Keep going.
All right, so we're here to bring you all of your coffee-related business.
As well as the unrelated, because, hey, this is a silly podcast featuring Cut Right. You know how it goes.
Yes. Yes, you do.
So we have joined the cast of pods on our show called Mocha Pot Thoughts.
Click it.
Click it. Hey.
We are here, man. We got glasses from the Justice League in the building. We got Cut Right.
Wait. Why ain't nobody tell me no thoughts is going to be here, bro?
This is Mocha Pot Thoughts.
Oh, thoughts. So you said thoughts.
It's all good.
Well, because
I got to get some singles, bro. Yeah,
because it's lyrical and it rhymes with pot, but it's thoughts.
Yeah.
They see it on their TV screens. They see it on their laptops and on their phones.
We're here with a special guest. About to come out or something.
We're here with a special guest. I'm very excited. You know, Caleb White. From Brakeman's Coffee and Supply.
What's up, man? What's up?
M. Matthews. I love this place.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
We're here, by the way. We're actually in the building. Live on location.
Glad y'all came down, man. Glad y'all came down.
Thank you for joining us, man.
Thank you, of course.
Yes.
So, Caleb is a very special guy. He is like, well, what we want to call the brainchild. And he's so humble. You know, and when we call him the brainchild, he says, you know, all of the glory, aside from, you know, what we believe in, the work being done here in Brakeman's goes to the baristas, you know. Mm-hmm. So he can admit to all of the hard work that's being done here, the collaborations that are done here. But honestly, we wanted to talk to Caleb.
Yeah, sure. This episode is all about Brakeman's and these drinks, that these flavors that's about to hit us in the face.
That's right. Caleb, can you tell us what it is that you hand prepared for each of us?
Yeah, so we already had our first round, but here we are with our second, and all four of y'all have oat milk vanilla berry lattes. So that's going to be just your classic latte made with oat milk, be a little extra creamy, not make your stomach so upset if you can't do the dairy. Mm-hmm. And then you got blackberry and vanilla syrup going on.
Mm. Let's try this right here.
Bro. You know that when you gotta like taste something, you gotta like look back at it, then you gotta just sway to the left, sway to the right, like you about to do cha-cha slide. That's what happened when I just drunk this. This, you know what I'm saying? This is a cha-cha, bro.
It's deliciousness.
What? Oh,
yeah, goodness gracious.
I'm a huge blackberry fan, and the blackberry comes through pretty strong to me.
But it's like a choir of taste singing in my mouth, bro.
I'm gonna tell you right now. This tastes like a jelly-filled donut. And I feel like Chief Wiggums right now from Simpsons, snacking on a donut right now.
Man, for real. Like somebody said earlier that it's like a dessert.
It really is. The oat milk has a type of texture. It kind of reminds you of that doughy taste from a donut. And then you got you said a blackberry.
Blackberry.
Think of a blackberry cobbler.
And
you scoop some ice cream on top.
Yes.
Warm blackberry cobbler with some ice cream. That's what this is on the cup. In a cup.
That's exactly
that
so.
Is perfect.
We came up with this last year, and that's exactly what we were going for. So we were going for a latte, and you know, it's spring. It's starting to get warm, and Grandma's starting to make pies, and the fruit pies—not the pecan pie like in the winter, but that blackberry, peaches, cherry cobbler. Yeah. So that's exactly what we were going for: is vanilla ice cream, blackberry pie.
And you guys hit it right on the head.
Yeah,
for the chef to call it out, that's how you know. Y'all need to get the Brakeman's right now, Alton Matthews, and get you a scoop of ice cream on that pie. I'm telling you. Pause that. I mean blackberry pie, not the pie. Okay.
You know what?
Yo, the thing that I love about this is how all the flavor, you can taste each individual flavor.
Really. Mm-hmm. It's complex.
It's not like no regular yummy. Like if you get a flavor coffee, someone's like, okay, I could taste it here. It's like it's all the colors of the rainbow equally shooting out. You know what I mean? Like fire, earth, wind. It's Captain Planet.
Captain Planet.
All of them, bro. It's Captain Planet.
Captain Planet in the cup.
What, bro? Captain Planet in the cup, bro. We the planet. What?
That's our powers combined.
And how many at Brakeman's can you get, you know, it's that earth, wind, fire, wind, and water, and hearts.
That's what I said. I'm even hearts in
there. Heart, there's a lot of heart put into this.
It's a lot of love, man, put in this cup.
And this is what I meant by saying that Caleb is the brainchild. You know, of course, a lot of minds went into this. And a lot of minds went into the creation and the building of Breakman. I don't want to take away any credit from anybody. All I'm saying is for the when you come up with an idea for a flavor, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you know, Caleb specializes in that, along with his baristas, to say, hey, it's getting to be this time of year. How can we come up with some certain drinks that will catch the eye as well as the ear, like they'll hear, okay? All right, so I heard y'all got this drink that has a certain type of flavor to it. Mm-hmm. How can I get a hold of that? You know, so like to make flavors, to make the idea pop. That's what I meant by you being the brainchild of that.
Man, and you said earlier going back, taking people back to their childhood. Mm-hmm. Blackberry pie, that's doing it. Yeah. Cousin Eddie, like we had in the winter, that's doing it. So we try to hit those because like some of our pastries, we have a pastry partner who has like 35 different flavors, but we do Reese's, Almond Joy, and Oreo. Yeah. Because if you walk in and you see one of those, you're right back to being 5 years old, and you're happy. That's all it is to it.
One of the things I loved since we've been here, man, is that it's not like a pretentious place. Like, it's very homey.
Yes.
The fact that it's in a home, it's in a house.
Yeah.
But it's very homey. It's very welcoming. And then the thought process behind the cups of coffee that we've had, man, it's just been real mind blowing.
Yeah.
So just loving it.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. I tell you what, man, like, this right here, I'm trying to figure out if I had a blackberry pie right now, would it even taste this good? I'm telling you, how you get the drink to outdo the dessert.
Yeah. Yeah, tomorrow's pie day, man. We can arrange that.
Ooh. Baby, come back. You can blame it all on me.
I didn't get to get my token baby in. I said, baby. You can literally throw that in any song.
Yeah.
You can throw that in the ABC song, the alphabet song, and you could fit it in there if you wanted to get sober.
Oh, bro, you know what I'm saying? Fitting stuff in the alphabet song, bro.
I don't know. Really? You don't think you can do it?
Oh, no, I think so.
Right between L and M.
L-M-N-O-P. I said, baby. There you go.
There you go.
It's on the second count. All right. I tried.
You got it. No, you got it. You got it. You got it.
Good attempt, sir. 7 by the judges.
We also have with us that Caleb brought with us, the cold brew. Their token cold brew.
Did you want to crack that open?
Well, do you want to flavor that? Do you want to taste that?
I said flavor it.
Do you want to taste the flavors?
Yeah.
Because we don't have any cup. I'm not trying, but it's.
Can we borrow those?
For sure.
We'll be right back to reviewing that.
Yeah, we're gonna abscond with some cups.
So what? I don't want to dive into that because I always want it to be a surprise for the public. What are some? We're not going to talk about the flavors to come, but what are some flavors that you have specialized in? Some specialty drinks other than the Cousin Eddie, which is around Christmas time. It's an eggnog latte. Let me tell y'all, folks, the Cousin Eddie will have you trying to go over to the Griswolds' house for Christmas. I'm trying to tell you. But what other specialty drinks have y'all dove into in the past?
Did you want some?
I already got a whole cup. Caleb
was caffeinated.
Yeah, so. We in the fall. So the biggest one in the winter was the Cousin Eddie. That's an eggnog latte, a little bit of nutmeg on there just to round things out. Peppermint mocha is always big that time of year. You got to do it. Mm. If you're not doing it, what are you doing?
Yeah, because you guys have the blonde.
Yeah,
the peppermint blonde.
Uh huh. That too. Yeah, a little white chocolate in there.
Yeah, I like that.
So another one we've done coming up, the four leaf clover. It's a lavender and coconut milk matcha latte.
Ooh.
And so, I mean, it's greener than the Grinch. And so we don't bring it down Christmas. We bring it around St. Patty's Day. So we're going to bring it a little later this year, but it'll still be in that spring, summer season.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
That should be good.
So four leaf clover.
That's matcha is something I got to dig a little bit more into. Mm-hmm. Balls. But because I've had like one drink that had the whole matcha vibe, That was Starbucks. No, I don't really, go there that often.
He who shall not be named.
I'll tell you what, man. Iced matcha latte, almond milk, and put some honey in there. It'll set you on the right track.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of honey. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Right now. I think the first time I ever had matcha was in boba tea.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was like my introduction. I always expected it to be the same way after that.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not.
Never had any boba tea, that's for sure.
So can we clink this real quick? This cold brew.
Yeah.
All evenly distributed.
That's right. Clink it.
We got paper cups, folks. That's why you didn't hear no clink.
You probably just heard a little shuffling around there. Yeah.
Real smooth.
So this is
no bitter. It's light and refreshing. See, you can have this on a hot summer's day right here.
Yes. Well, I'm really don't drink iced coffee like that. It's all right.
And that is exactly what I was saying. If because a lot of people, they want their coffee hot. They're like, nah, I know one of those people would be my mom. I cannot get her to drink iced coffee whatsoever. But I'm like, if you drink this, you won't get that bite. You won't get that bitter.
Yeah, exactly.
I tell you what, the secret.
I want my coffee.
If you're ever making cold brew at home, what we're doing here, so we're making it with fresh coffee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
5 to 14 days off roast, right in the sweet spot. But after that, if you look in our back fridge, the cold brew that we're using right now was made about 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's been in the fridge sitting, so it loses all of that vegetal, fruity, fruit in a bad way in this case, because you're not using that heat to really get the goodness out of it, the sweetness. And so you end up, like normally in a hot coffee, this bean would be very lemony. Mm-hmm. But you're not getting any of that.
No.
You're getting vanilla, caramel, a little bit of molasses in there. And that's what you age that cold brew just a couple weeks. Don't let it oxidize. Keep the cap on. And it'll be real smooth.
I got caramel.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first note I got.
Yeah, that really comes through big.
I can definitely get that one. Yeah, and then talking about keeping the oxygen out, that's very important just for not only your cold brew, but the beans that you have, you know, keeping your beans stored properly. Like when you buy your beans from the store, you always want to make sure that it has like the little valve that lets out the O2, you know, to make sure that the freshness of your bean is conserved.
If it's in a can, it was probably roasted about 2 years ago.
Yeah, skip the can. Skip the cans. Stay with the bags.
Kick the can.
Some of the beans that you can buy at the store, they have dates that they're roasted. Not all of them do, but some of them do have dates that they're roasted. So just keep an eye out for that. Like Caleb said, the sweet spot is, what did you say, 12 to 14 days? Something like that?
5 to 14. Somewhere in there. So if we roasted coffee this morning and used it this afternoon, all that CO2, it hasn't off-gassed yet. So it'd be trying to get away from acidity, like you're talking about. It'd be pretty acidic, and it'd be really hard to not over-extract it or make it taste a little harsh. So you'll let that rest a little bit, and then all the sweetness comes through.
Mm-hmm. What would be something that you would like to do with this particular cold brew? Like, what's something if I took this bottle home today, what's something you recommend I do with it?
So you got 12 ounces in there. So I would split it into two different drinks. Get you a partner, get you a friend, a whole squad if you want.
Yeah.
Pour half of it in a cup, top it off with ice all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would put a splash of whatever milk you're into in there.
Yeah.
That the creaminess of it, because it's not really acidic and it's got that caramel note, just a tiny bit, even an ounce of milk, changes the game.
Yeah.
Keep it super cold, and it'll be really refreshing.
Yeah, absolutely. This is like a hot day kind of drink.
Oh yeah.
I've literally had a situation where I went to a coffee con, and somebody had they were showing off their coffee, and they let me taste the black coffee first, and then they said, okay, give me the cup back, and then they put like a pure organic cream that they had into the same cup. And they handed it back to me, and they said, now the notes you're going to taste is this, this, and this. And I'm looking at like, what kind of wizardry is this? how you just change all the notes with just organic milk? Like, it's like no longer like lemon and you know, citrus flavors. Now you done changed it. Now it's like almonds and things like that. I'm like, you just completely off the same bean, the same grind. Warlock, right?
Sorry, he's a warlock. It's that art and science that goes into crafting, you know, coffee.
Alchemy.
You never, I like that.
The alchemy. The alchemy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have more metal, though, so. The coffee. Yeah.
But it's like the you know, definitely the science behind the temperatures and behind the different water qualities and mm-hmm. water amounts.
Yeah, quantities.
Thank you.
There you go.
And the grinds, how coarse or fine your grinds are to achieve a certain flavor, off the same coffee beans, man.
Yeah.
That's what is crazy, because I'm telling you, the same, like if they roasted some coffee today, right mm-hmm. now, and you grind it and you brew it at 185, like your water mm-hmm. at 185, it's gonna taste different than if you brew it at 200. It's
wow.
gonna taste different.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
20 degrees gonna make a difference.
Wow. Depending on your grind. So we have the same coffee here. Our cold brew. So we're private labeling with a good friend of ours, our Brakeman's blend, which is what's made this cold brew is made out of.
Mm-hmm.
50% of a light roasted Guatemalan, 50% of a darker roasted Colombian. And so we put that in and we order 40 bags of that a week. We're making cold brew out of that. We're making our drip coffee, and every espresso drink by default is going to come with that Brakeman's blend. And you can see the similarities in between the three, but if you had each straight up, it'd be a totally different experience.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely, man. I got to keep revisiting this, this berry vanilla.
Glad you like it.
Yeah, I try to save a couple sips for myself. I was trying to drink it too fast, but.
I got a question. So,
there's a whole nother one right here.
What got you into coffee? Like, where? Like, did you listen to the clips grinding and was like, I want to do that? You know,
a little ASMR in there. So I was 2015, graduated college, and went in. I was working in youth ministry for a while with middle and high schoolers. I've always been about. Give me a context where I have a platform to create a time and a space where people feel like they matter and that they belong.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Those are the two things. If you walk in a place and you feel like, hey, people are glad I'm here and I feel comfortable here, you matter and you belong, you're right at home, you're going to come back, right? Mm-hmm. And so my wife and I actually almost moved to London.
Wow.
To get into the coffee industry. But... with a hoping to have kids, which we just had a baby, and wanting to be close to family, London seemed a bit far.
Yeah.
So we moved to our vacation spot, which was Asheville, North Carolina. And I want, because I see coffee as a catalyst for community. Like you see people, you don't go to a library and people are really engaged right here unless they brought their coffee with them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You see them studying. Anytime there's an empty table, kind of like having a meal together, there's something special about it. And coffee's something that can be in between meal times. You can do with anybody. All the barriers are down. Like somebody can be the complete opposite views of me, complete opposite personality, and we can share coffee together and we're friends.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
So I see it as a catalyst in the community. And so all we're doing here is trying to create time and space where people can connect.
Mm-hmm.
And feel like they matter and belong. So whether that's the person who wants to be here for 3 hours, hang out with their friends, rent our upstairs like we're sitting in right now, kind of have a gathering, or it's the guy who's, it's 6 a.m., he's on his way to work, and he just needs to get there because he knows he's about to hit traffic. Even if he doesn't want to talk, we could be the spark to his day,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the caffeine or the smile from the barista, whatever that is. So that's the key to the whole thing.
Yeah.
I can teach anybody how to make coffee, but if you got a bad attitude and you're pretentious while you're making coffee, the people stop coming because
yeah.
you don't feel like you matter.
Yeah.
And you don't feel like you belong there.
Yeah.
And if you can get those two, then you're in the right spot.
Exactly.
For sure.
Absolutely. I look at coffee kind of like wine. You know, in that community, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of what people assume wine is, it can be pretty pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something kind of upper crust. You know, it's got to be fancy dinner, you know, that kind of thing. But similar, you know, wine can be anytime, any meal or social, you know,
totally.
By the fire, whatever. And it's another fruit that has so many dynamic traits to it, you know, that it's very versatile. Each country tries to come up with their own thing to be proud of, you know, and within each country, each province, territory, or state, you know, and each city, and everyone's, there's constantly competition. Who has the best this? Who has the best that? You know, kind of like B-Meats was talking about when we went to the Charleston Coffee Fest. Yeah, they had like a latte making competition, you know, so it's just like, who can make the best latte?
Did y'all compete?
No, we didn't.
I was there. I was there to partake, you know, and lose my mind.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy the spoils.
Yeah, I was there to get caffeinated. You know how people be like, I'm here to get drunk. You know? I was there to get caffeinated.
Just keep going up and up.
Yeah, until you hit that ceiling.
We definitely hit that click. You know what I'm saying? Because we was like, I said click. We definitely hit that spot where we was like, all right, it's time to go get some vittles. It's time to go eat. And then after that, what spot did we hit? We hit like a nice little spot that had like nachos, but it wasn't even nachos. It was like
a pizza place.
It was a pizza place, but they had like these nachos, a platter. It was like was it chips? Home chips? Or house chips? Or was it potato wedges?
That's what it was. Yeah. So it was potato wedges. With all of like the nacho stuff on it, cheese and the bacon.
But that was a big, when you can't drink so much, but so much coffee on an empty stomach until it's time to go get some food.
You gotta get something to soak it up. Baristas, there's a reason, to be honest with you, we don't have pastries in the coffee house for our customers. It's because we need to soak up the espresso. Baristas eat more bagels and muffins than any other humans on the planet.
You know, I imagine like you at the con. What's the memo on Mad TV? The too much coffee, man. Yeah. Get another
cup. Definitely with. Another question I wanted to ask was, what's another form of events that you would like to see in our area? As far as collaboration. See, I have this, I'm pretty sure you're on the same wavelength with me with this. I'm okay with the fact that, you know, coffee does have its level, just like any other food or any other beverage or anything. It has its level of competition amongst other brands. You have to make your money like they got to make theirs.
Of course,
and you're sharing customers because the customer wants coffee. Yeah. But there has to be at least one time in the year y'all can put the competition down and say, hey, we're going to have a big festival. Mm-hmm. Or we're going to put on some big event where, you know, you come out and our coffee's going to be there, their coffee's going to be there, and 50 other coffees going to be there. And you come out, you learn about coffee. What ends up happening is you get people who were never even coffee fans. They was just, maybe they just drank it to just stay awake, whatever. And now they're learning stuff like I did. And now they like coffee, not just to stay awake, but they like it just on many levels.
Yep.
And now your Brakeman's benefits from it, as well as other coffee companies, coffee brands, they benefit from it because there's just more people who like to drink the beverage which you provide. Yeah. So have you ever thought about some different events that would be on a major scale?
Yeah, so I think one of the keys in just any city, any community, any large metro area like Charlotte is collaboration in coffee. And I think that's something that's actually pretty unique to coffee, because take fast food industry, for example, it's another grab and go style place, kind of like a coffee house. Mm-hmm. And you're grabbing and going, and there's a Burger King across the street from a McDonald's, and there's a Wendy's on the other side of the intersection, and they're all at each other's throats. They're not friends.
No,
exactly. Right?
But you see things like, there was a festival a couple of years ago called Pour, and it was the Charlotte area coffee roasters. Our good buddy Toby Foreman was there with Harvest Coffee, Enderly, who you guys know well.
Yep.
And they even had people out in Wake Forest, so like Black and White Roasters, they're killing it up there. And so it was people from all over North Carolina, South Carolina area coming together. And you walked in, they gave you a little tiny 3-ounce cup, and you walked around and sampled everybody's stuff all day.
Yeah.
And it was, you could spend 6 hours there.
Wow.
And they had food.
Yeah.
That's the key.
That's
the
always key. Nice.
But yeah, so I think what Charlotte's in need of is what would be really cool is an outdoor festival in the summer dedicated to coffee.
Yeah.
You think about that in the winter, something in like maybe a conference center would be good. Mm-hmm. But if we could get
outdoors,
different coffee purveyors, and even get them in a way that, okay, Brakeman's is doing the iced lattes. Hex Coffee, who we just had in our feature program, collaborated with them.
We like Hex.
Love those guys. Yeah. Hex is doing pour overs. Harvest Coffee is going to come and they're going to teach us about the different flavor notes and how that's a sensory experience tasting coffee. So different people doing different things. So it's not like I have my iced latte here, that guy's got his over there.
Yeah.
Oh, whose did you think was better? Because that's not good for collaboration, you know?
Yeah.
I think what you were talking about earlier with the gaming stuff, that's really cool too. Anything that pairs coffee with something that honestly you need coffee to do. So whether it's board games, video games, whatever, you know, like really that, zoning in.
Yeah, that adds into the community and that just adds another thing that brings people together.
Because,
you know, when people get into a game, you know what I mean? Whatever game, and if it's multiplayer and you bring in people, especially two people who've never even met, and it's like, hey man, is there a controller open? Yeah, man, sit down. And it's like two people who never even met are talking, conversing, and they're playing their favorite thing right there in front of them, video games. That's something that
they're friends automatically.
Exactly. They're asking, what's your gamer tag? You know, automatically.
And
you know?
It gets, like I was saying earlier, you want to feel like you matter and you belong, and it gives you a second, which our thing here is slowing down.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
This world, it doesn't matter what you do. This world's going to move on really fast without you, right? But I think there's a lot to be said for coming in, even if you're rushing to work, you wait in line, you breathe a second, you take that first sip of coffee in the morning, you see the sun rising. Whenever you're sipping your coffee, just taking a moment to breathe, to slow down, that's what we're all about here. Mm-hmm. Like, we have a kids' room downstairs. Our toys are up right now because of the virus going around. But we got toys downstairs for kids, so all the moms who are home with their kids, they have a place to come.
Yeah.
Right? We rent this space right here, so you can bring 12, 15 friends and hang out. So
as we wrap this thing up, because it is coming to an end, sadly.
Sadly.
But you can still come out of Brakeman's, though. Caleb, would you like to tell the people anything else? Would you like to give out any
final notes
and
yeah,
website pages?
Yeah, so you can find us Facebook, Instagram, at Brakeman's Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
If you've always dreamed of being a barista and it's your undying passion to work in a coffee shop, summer's coming up. That's busy season. Shoot me an email. You can find that on our website, brakemanscoffee.com. Our menu's there if you want to see what's happening before you come in. You're not going to find our seasonals on there because, you know, you just come see us.
Exactly.
Come see us and experiment.
Exactly. Show your face.
Yeah, yeah. Come slow down for a second with us. But yeah, that's it. Really, like you said at the top, our baristas are the ones who make this happen. Baristas are equal parts therapists because you're talking to 400 people a day, and equal parts magicians because you're taking this little brown bean and doing alchemy and making it into something that tastes like blackberry pie, right?
Indeed.
And that's all them.
All right.
Yeah.
Indeed. Cut. Did you have anything you want to say to the people?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Hey, it's Cut Right. Justice League 10-year anniversary. We're celebrating 10 years of impact in Charlotte. It's going to be March 28th. Glasses, what's the address?
The address is Pineville at the Well Church.
220 Main Street.
220 Main Street.
Yes, it's going to be a fantastic time. Music, rhymes, cosplay stuff. It's going to be juicy. It's going to be raining cats and dogs, and then we're going to have sunflower seeds and birthday cake. It's going to be fantastic. Yeah.
Glasses, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Man, just wash your hands. Come to Brakeman's and get some of this coffee, bro.
This coffee got the cure for Corona, bro.
Yes.
It's a Corona cure, bro. You got to drink it, though.
Don't say that, because they suing Jim Baker behind that stuff. It's delicious.
It's that good.
Yes.
Rockport, chef, did you have anything you want to add?
Yes, sir. Everybody come to Brakeman's, bring your cup so you can throw some blackberry pie in there.
Yes. That's right. And I got to say it, don't procrastinate, caffeinate. If you're in the Charlotte area and things get hairy, hey, don't fret, get a Nilla Berry. Just had to say it.
Yes.
So my cup is empty. And I think I need some more.
Mine, so
let me hook that up for you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So,
thanks, Caleb.
We got the paper cups, but we still going to clink it.
Clink it. Clink it.
If you got a break, man, head to break, man. Break, man, head to break, man. After you take a sip, you like, thanks, man. Because I got the blackberry pie coffee that break, man. Break, man. Break, man. B-R-A-K-E-M-A, comma, S, apostrophe.